Now let us summarize all that we have offered here, that you may have a clear and definite plan for the deliberate control of your life experience. First, recognize that you are more than you see here in this physical body, that there is a broader, wiser, certainly older part of you that remembers all that you have lived and, more importantly, knows that which you now are. And from that broader, all-encompassing perspective can offer you clear and absolute information as to the appropriateness of that which you are doing or speaking or thinking, or to that which you are about to do or about to speak. If you will set forth the intentions that are yours at this time, then your guidance system can work even more effectively, for it has the ability to include all of the data, all of your desires, all of your intentions, all of your beliefs, and compare it with what you are doing or what you are about to do to give you absolute guidance. As you recognize that this guidance system is yours, then as you are moving through your day, be sensitive to the way that you are feeling. And whenever you find yourself feeling negative emotion, stop whatever you are doing that is bringing it forth. For the negative emotion means you are negatively creating. Negative emotion exists only when you are miscreating. And so when you recognize you are having negative emotion, no matter why, no matter how it got there, no matter what the situation is, stop doing whatever it is that you are doing and put your thoughts upon what you are wanting. Now for the deliberate creating. Spend time, 15 or 20 minutes in every day is quite enough, where you sit quietly, undisturbed and not distracted by that which is around you, where you can think or daydream about your life, seeing yourself as you are wanting to be, seeing yourself surrounded by that which pleases you, thinking and being and doing as you most want to be. Now here you will find the clarity that will bring this all together for you. We've mentioned earlier that you are a sort of magnet. And what we are wanting you to hear here is that the way that you feel about you is your strong and powerful magnetic point of attraction. When you feel poor, you cannot attract prosperity. When you feel fat, you cannot attract thin. When you feel lonely, you cannot attract companionship. It defies law, you see. And so you say, but Abraham, this is what is. And we say, you live in a world that wants to point out what is reality. They say to you, face the facts, look at what is. And we say to you, if you are able to see only what is, by law of attraction, you will create only more of what is. You must be able to put your thoughts beyond what is in order to attract what you are wanting. A clear and emotional view of reality will root you like a tree to this spot. But a clear, happy vision of what you are wanting will begin attracting circumstances and events and other beings into your life to bring you to what you are wanting rather than to what you are getting. Now, of course, there may be much in your life that you are liking just as it is. Continue to see it that way, you see. Thoughts with emotion are what will affect change in your life. Thoughts that you think with no emotion will maintain what is already here. And so for those things that are in your life experience that you have created, you were emotional at one time or they would not be here in your life, those things you will be able to keep in your life simply by acknowledging your appreciation of them. But those things that you do not yet have that you want very much, you must give clear, conscious, deliberate, emotional thought to attract those things. The workshop, as we have just described it, creates that first half of the equation for deliberate creating that we have been speaking about. You have given thought, enough thought, that perhaps not on the first sitting, but eventually, if you are giving enough thought, pondering long enough, mulling long enough, absorbing and including enough of the data, you will bring yourself to enough clarity that the universe, indeed your inner being, will offer you emotion. And once you have done that, one half of the deliberate creative process is complete. The other half is accomplished by moving through your day expecting to see evidence or results of what you have accomplished in your workshop. As you spend more time thinking about what you want, and then more time thinking about what you have decided that you want, so much so that you get excited about it, that once you have felt excitement, you have launched the creation, and then you have only to expectantly watch for the results, and you will find more and more of the things that you have been wanting flooding into your experience. It is law. You have gathered some questions from many.
Yes, I sure have. First, before we get into the questions, tell me, do these laws that you speak of, these universal laws, work even when we don't believe that they work?
They do indeed. That is why we say, you are doing it, even when you are not knowing you are doing it. That is why there is creating by default. You cannot turn your creative mechanism off. It is always functioning, and the laws are always functioning. That is why there is such value in understanding the laws. Not understanding them is a little bit like coming into a game where you are not knowing the rules. And as you are playing the game, you do not know why you're getting what you're getting. And that sort of game becomes frustrating, and most leave it, you see.